no one's going to push me harder than I push myself. You know, you put me in a room with Dan Marino, John Elway, everybody. Those guys are great. I'm going to compete my tail off because I want to make myself better. I'm not competing against that guy or that guy. In a sense, we are. But to me, I focus on myself. That's all I can control. I can't control how much he watches film, how much they lift, how much they do things. I just work on myself. But at the same time, we have a great room because they're all here to help me. You know, those guys have all played, they're all veterans, and they do anything they can to answer my questions and help.
But to be with guys that are kind of like-minded in that the way that you bounce things off each other.
Absolutely.
I mean, that must be stimulating or...
Absolutely.
You know, so must get a lot out of it.
You're exactly right. You know, just to be able to sit there and say, hey, I saw this and this, and then Matt did, yes, exactly, you know, and this, you know, kind of a thing like that. Bounce things off each other all the time. If Trent sees something, you know, we're sitting in film, he'll tap me, hey, he's like, you see this, or you see your step here, and yeah, I see that, and then write it down, get it better the next time. So to be able to have four guys in a room that we can all bounce each other, stuff off each other, let alone not just the coaches, but with each other as players, you know, we're around each other all day, it means a lot.
Derek, when you first stepped on the field here at OTAs and in mini camps, all of a sudden, boom, the media, the coaches were all saying, you know, he's a lot farther along than we thought. Maybe he's going to compete for the number one spot and all that stuff. And in your mind, which was great for you, but in your mind, were you saying, what do you mean you're surprised? I mean, that's what you drafted me for. Did you kind of think that? You kind of have a little chip?
I hear what you're saying, and that's funny, man. But to me, it didn't matter, you know, what happened or how it happened. Once I got on a field, whatever team I was on, which I'm so happy it was Oakland, you know, they were going to see the kind of player and the kind of work ethic that I have on a day-to-day basis. It doesn't matter how I feel, how my body feels, where I'm at mentally. I give everything I have out here. And, you know, for them to, you know, say surprise or things like that, you know, I think that they were just saying that. You know, he knows what kind of person I am. You know, I think he knows what kind of person I am. Obviously, I don't know it all, and I never will. But I'm going to try my best to try and figure it all out. You know, that's just the work ethic in me. But I got a long ways to go.
What was the biggest transition from the college game to here? Although you're in the infant stages, what's the biggest difference?
Biggest difference is just, you know, the speed. You know, and why I say the speed, it's necessarily not just how fast guys are. They're so fast they can disguise things longer. You know, they don't have to, you know, get over there because they can't get there because of their speed. You know, they can stay here, make it look like something else, then at the snap go ahead and get over there because they're fast enough.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, you know, at the beginning that was the hardest part. Through OTAs and mini camp, that was the hardest part. Now when I get out here, it's, you know, the speed of the game, you know, in a sense, obviously there's a long way to go, but in a sense has slowed down to where I can just go out and play now, not drop back and like, where did they just go, you know? You know, I kind of, you know, my coaches have done a great job of teaching me the game and all those things.
Since you've been here, have you done anything with your footwork, any changes you made, or have they had you work on some things?
Yeah, they have. You know, I used to get you know, a little hoppy in my drops, which could at times make me inaccurate in college. And so one thing they've really done is widen my base a little bit. And that helps, too, getting hit in the pocket and stuff. You know, if you get nudged and stuff, you can still have that good, strong base. And that's something we've worked a lot on. You know, being able to do that and get the ball out, you know, I like to get the ball out quick in the first place, but they try and even get it out quicker, which I love. You know, it helps out.
Dennis was saying that if you're going to do it, make the choice and go. Is that something that you've always kind of been able to do, that you have confidence if you have to get out?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I definitely feel confident in running. I'm not a guy that's going to sit back there and run the read option and beat you doing that.
Right.
I'll tell you that up front. You know, that's not, I'm sure that's not why they picked me.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You know, I'm going to try and beat you from the pocket and do those things. But there are times where you are going to have to run. And so I feel very confident doing it. Did it in college, you know, have no problem doing it. You know, ran some zone reads, some quarterback keepers type stuff, which I don't think I'll make a living when we have MJD and McFadden in the backfield. You know, but it's just another wrinkle that we could add, do things like that. But, you know, guys, I got a long way to go before we're even thinking about that stuff. You know, I got to get better as a quarterback first.
Derek, what's it been like, you know, in college and high school, you've been the man just about every team you've been on, maybe since you were a true freshman at Fresno State. What's it been like just to be on a team where you're not expected to be the leader, you're not expected to produce right away, you're not expected to be the man from day one? What's that been like?
Yeah, for me, you know, at the quarterback position, you have to be a leader. you know, it doesn't matter if you're number one on the depth chart or you're, you know, in college terms, a walk-on fifth string guy. You have to be a leader. You got to be someone that shows up every day, someone that guys can look at, because your number can be called at any moment, especially in this league. You know, you got to be ready at all times. Eventually, you know, I'm going to get a shot in there. And so right now is I'm trying to just work and, you know, show the veteran teammates here and show the guys that are my age and a little bit older that when I do get my shot, when I do get that turn, that I can lead us, you know, that they can have trust and faith in me. You know, it's not really a thing where I think about, oh, I'm a rookie. Once you start doing that, I'm not being myself. You know, just like I was in college, I'm the same guy out here, encouraging everybody, you know, giving chest bumps out, doing anything I can just to make, you know, guys excited, alive at practice, giving encouragement, all those things. But at the same time, doing my job, you know, in the weight room, in the meeting room, and out here on the field.
What was the best thing you did in today's practice, Derek? Was it one of those deep balls that everyone saw, or something more subtle that we don't see?
You know, I don't know. That's one of those things. I got to look at the film because I'm mad at myself on one of the touchdowns. I felt like I should have put the ball another yard in front of him. You know, but McFadden, he was so fast, he just beat him. So I got lucky there. I was blessed that he caught it. But, you know, it's little things like that. You know, I can't say what I did best. You know, I always think about what I did wrong.
What's your favorite part of the day?
Favorite part of the day? Favorite part of the day is getting out here and practicing. You know, you sit around in your room for a couple hours and you're just like, okay, can we just go now? You know, you get that itch of just let's go play, you know, and, you know, that I think that that's the part.
A couple of times I've noticed this week on passing drills, you've eaten the ball rather than throw it. Is that just the perfectionist in you kind of not getting rid of it sometimes? You like just you hold the ball and not throw it a couple of times?
Is it a team drill?
Yeah.
Oh, if it was a team drill, you know, it was probably something where, you know, I have a lot of trust in what I can you know, not in a bad way. I just have a lot of trust. You know, I'd be confident back there. And I probably went to throw it, and then, you know, he may have broke funny or the DB broke funny, so I just pulled it back. And I didn't want to, you know, obviously put us in a bad situation. Right. So that was probably one of those, yeah.
And this, you're with your parents and your wife and son. Yeah. Like, how much does that mean to you? They've been here before, I know. How much does that mean to you being so close by?
You already know. It means a lot, you know. Like I said, you know, this is home for me. You know, they're only 3 hours away. You know, they can be here at any second. And, you know, it's so great, man, because, you know, life's more, you know, than just football. You know, that time with my family, just the 10 minutes I get makes my day right there.
Any surprises thus far? I know you're well-versed with your brother and all the advice you've gotten. Anything surprise you this past week? Or?
Oh, man. No surprise. You know, when I had to get up and sing, I was a little surprised. When I had to get up and sing, that was surprising. Did my best. I did my best, but like I said, you know, my vocals were not on point that day. Not saying they aren't all the time, but just that day they weren't on point. So,
so you want a second shot? You want
to
do it again?
No second shot. You know what? You know, you only get one chance.
Right,
you
right.
Could have picked the easier song.
Yeah, too funny. It's too funny. Appreciate y'all, man.